In this bulletin, a 30-year-old Queensland man becomes the youngest Australian to die from coronavirus. The union movement calls for secure employment to be a national priority. And one Australian basketball great looks to lure another back into playing in Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A 30-year-old man in regional Queensland has become the youngest Australian to die of the coronavirus. The man was showing symptoms for several weeks, but only tested positive to the virus in his post-mortem examination. He did have other known illnesses. The man died in the mining town of Blackwater near Emerald, 825 kilometres northwest of Brisbane. He'd not left the town since February. His partner is now sick and has been taken to Rockhampton Hospital. The police and ambulance officers who attended the scene of his death are now in quarantine. Queensland Health Minister Stephen Miles is urging people to get tested for the virus.
This gentleman who has passed away was ill for some time and did not get tested. And so I want anyone in Queensland who is unwell to go and get tested today, please, especially if they're from Blackwater or been in Blackwater.
103 Australians have now died from COVID-19. One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson is demanding the Queensland government reopen the state's borders by tomorrow or face action in the High Court. Senator Hanson has sent the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk a letter asking to see the documented advice on the border closures from the state's chief medical officer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for consensus as the federal government tries to get the Australian economy moving again. Unions, employers and the government will work together on industrial relations reforms to try and help the economy, with five working groups to investigate streamlining the awards which outline minimum pay and conditions. Mr Morrison has told the Seven Network there's been disagreement in this area for too long.
One thing we haven't been doing well, I think, for some time is getting people together around these issues. People have got to put down their weapons here and focus on creating jobs. I mean, for too long, this industrial relations process has been a very combative field.
The nation's peak union body says it will be prioritising more secure employment for Australians as the national economy tries to emerge from the pandemic. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus has told the Nine Network it's important that more people have permanent rather than casual jobs.
Our main priority is not having like this trapdoor that we just had during the coronavirus where like all the casual workers lost their jobs straight away. We think our country can be stronger if we have more permanent jobs with rights.
Former students of a Melbourne school are welcoming an Israeli court's ruling that the school's former principal is mentally fit to face an extradition hearing. Former principal Melka Leifer faces 74 counts of rape and child abuse in Victoria, stemming from her time running an ultra-Orthodox Jewish school in Melbourne, the Adass Israel School. The charges date back to 2011. One of Ms. Leifer's alleged victims, Dassey Ehrlich, claims Ms. Leifer has been exploiting the Israeli courts for 6 years. Manny Wax is the chief executive of an organisation that combats sexual abuse in Jewish communities. He says whilst the battle is not over, the court ruling is a big step.
In the last few days, there was a ruling here that someone appealed in relation to another case, a criminal case, and someone needed to be extradited overseas, and that appeal was rejected. So the great news is that there is a precedent that shouldn't be an issue, especially to a place like Australia where the situation is reasonably under control.
Australia first requested Ms. Leifer's extradition in 2014. She's been under house arrest in Israel since 2018. In sport, one of Australian basketball's great former players is trying her best to coax a present-day great back to Australia to play. Lauren Jackson is now Basketball Australia's head of women in the sport, and she's hoping to convince Liz Cambidge to play in the league. The eight-team league will start play in November. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and 21 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. Canberra, much the same, 15. Wollongong, a possible morning shower, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 20. Newcastle, a shower or two, 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, also mostly sunny, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.